Today on Press TV, the UN Security Council has authorized the deployment of EU troops to the Central African Republic. The French ambassador to the UN said the forces will guard the airport in the camp of Bangui. France has deployed 1,600 troops to its former colony, ostensibly to bring peace to the country. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Iran is 6 weeks away from making the bomb, despite the Geneva Agreement. Israeli officials have time and again made similar allegations about Iran's nuclear program. Last October, Israeli officials said Iran was just 1 month away from building a nuclear weapon. Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan arrives in Tehran for a two-day official visit to Iran. Erdogan is scheduled to meet with high-ranking Iranian officials to discuss bilateral ties. This is Erdogan's first visit since Iranian President Hassan Rouhani took office in June. A U.S. drone that is part of a fleet that patrols the border with Mexico has crashed off the coast of Southern California. The drone was being flown on a border security mission when a mechanical problem developed southwest of San Diego. Extreme cold has hit several parts of the U.S. Nearly 3,000 flights have been grounded. The southern states of Louisiana, Mississippi and Alabama have declared a state of emergency. Officials say around 50 million people across the region could be affected over the next few days. The Ukrainian parliament has voted overwhelmingly to scrap controversial anti-protest legislation, but demonstrators remain defiant on the streets. Meanwhile, Ukraine's President Viktor Yanukovych has accepted the resignation of the Prime Minister and his cabinet. Bolivia has declared a state of emergency to help victims of the country's deadly rainy season, which has claimed scores of lives. Torrential rain triggered a landslide in a tourist town north of the capital, La Paz. Bolivia's rainy season spans 5 months, starting in late September. Nicaragua has scrapped presidential term limits, paving the way for President Daniel Ortega to be re-elected. The new measure overturns a 1995 law limiting a president to two non-consecutive terms. Ortega has indicated his interest in seeking a new five-year term in 2016. Those are the latest here on Press TV.